You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. We've got high drama in Columbus, Ohio, and not just on the links, as Columbus is the place to be. Cam Stewart tells you Sports Grid's the place to be, but Columbus, Ohio, and Sports Grid are the places to be this weekend, although you can't get into either event. You can't get into either event, so I don't know like if it really is. Actually, let me take this back. Columbus, Ohio is never the place to be. The raging redhead Cam Stewart steps up in it. What's up, Cam?
Hey, it's happening, Gabe. Thursday Warriors, buddy. What can you say? I know we'll get to the basketball, bet a little European EPL. I had a good day today. I took the dogs, and both of them ended up in a draw on the plus half, so that was good. And my boy Colin Morikawa showed up today, Gabe, leading in the tournament, 7-under, and he bogeyed 18. He had it to 8-under, but a good start. But we know how this movie goes. There's three more rounds of golf to go. I wish the tournament would end.
So did you cash? Did you have Morikawa to be leading after one? Because I swung.
Yeah,
you joined us
a little bit
after 13 steam whistles last night. I don't know if you recall. Told you I'm going with Hideki to be leading. Was it? Yeah, it was a bad pick because he didn't win, but he's playing well.
No, it's not a bad. No. Okay, I'm going to say this to you.
This stuff.
Gabe, I'm coming close. I'm telling you, just listen to me. If you're going to listen to anything I say on this show, listen to me. You've had guys coming in second and third out of 150 guys in a golf tournament. That's close. Hideki Matsuyama double bogeyed an easy hole on the course. He made one mistake today and missed putts. He could have been 8 or 9 under. Him and Morikawa were clearly the best. Hadwin had a nice round too. The Canadian, he is six under, one shot off the pace. But I'm telling you, the first round bets are the way to go. You don't have to dick around for 4 days. You can cash the ticket. I only have $5 on Morikawa at 30-1 for $150. I had $20 on Hadwin at 60-1. Gabe, it would have paid $1,200, but he's in second right now. One shot off the pace. You got to keep on playing. Hey, if you don't buy the ticket, you can't win.
Well, I tell you what, the crazy Canucks are getting it done once again.
Yes.
And of course, I talked about Corey Connors, the Canadian. And I tell you what, Canadian golfers are playing some good golf. Like, I remember in the old days, Mike Weir won once, and no Canadian golfer was good. And Mike Weir won a Masters, and he sucked again after. But these Canadian guys are good. They can hang with anybody. And we're seeing
excellent
this on a weekly basis right now. It's not just like, oh, you had a good tournament. And it's like, no. Like, Adam Hadwin can play. Like, this guy can play. Is he top five caliber? No. Is he DeChambeau? Is he Koepka?
No.
But he can compete with anybody in the world, this guy, when he's on his game. And we're seeing right now Nick Taylor once again with another round. Corey Connors can play good golf when he's in his zone as well. But Canadians in second place right now, and third place. Hadwin 6 under, Taylor 5 under, Morikawa great round here 7 under. He's been your guy. And one thing with Morikawa is you called it. He took it pretty hard when he missed that putt a couple of weeks ago, and he was hard on himself, and it showed the following week. He was sort of down on himself for about 2 weeks, and now you see. He's back to himself now. He's forgotten. I'm good. All right. I missed that putt a couple of weeks ago. It's good now. And you see he's back in the groove right now.
Excellent point. Excellent point, Gabe. And the thing about him is, too, remember, he lost in heartbreaking fashion, and he almost beat Tiger Woods for consecutive cut streak to start a career. He was burned out. He needed some time off. He's refreshed. He looks rejuvenated, and he could have gone even lower today. This kid is dangerous. His iron play is the best on the PGA Tour. If he hits any putts, Gabe, we can maybe cash a big, big ticket at 35-1 this week.
All right. Pete Annapolis is going to step up, and we'll talk about the basketball tournament that's been really, really exciting. We'll break it down. We got a ton of stuff to get to. Game Time Decisions. We welcome all of our radio affiliates right now. We're kicking it. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. A lot of stuff to get to. Pete Annapolis is going to step up in it. Overseas Elite came into this tournament, this basketball tournament. And people were talking about these guys like they were NBA caliber. Oh, Joe Johnson, Jared Jack, Glenn Rice Jr. And listen, these guys were 28-1, Cam, I believe it is. 28-1, 29-1, whatever it is. They've only lost one game in the history of this tournament. Last year, they lost in the final four to Carmen's crew, who got eliminated yesterday.
Yep.
Now, the money team, big favorites, everyone. Oh, these guys, Floyd Mayweather, hype. And I said, if there's a team in this tournament that would be your team, it would be the Herd. Herd that. Marshall guys, couple of young guys, couple of old fat white guys. It's like a mixture. They bomb threes. It's all Marshall dudes. And these guys rallied back from a freaking 18-point deficit to beat the highly hyped Floyd Mayweather team today. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, Gabe. I only put $25 on it. I can't lie to you. I wish I had more kahunas to do it. And I strictly did it because of what you told me. Old white guys, YCA, you know, gym guys at the YMCA. That's my type of team. You're right. The type of guys you can go for a couple brews with. What's happening in the second game? I took the other underdog, too, blindly. I got 9 points. Are we covering?
Yeah, it looks like you get the cover. Overseas Elite advances 76-70, final score. Both underdogs cover the spread today.
Love the dogs, baby.
We're going to get into this with Pete Annapolis. When it comes to basketball, man, the hype teams,
never do it.
It's a trap all the time. It's a trap. Game Time Decisions continues. All right. But I guess we'll go to a break in a second. My apologies. All right, Cam. So, yeah, 76-70 right Perfect. Now. Final score, both underdogs covered. Now, listen, the first game skyrocketed over the number. All right? So the first game, it broke 200 points. It broke 200 Crazy. Points, Cam. All right, so now we really are taking a break. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam. Stuart P. Annapolis will step up and in a little bit later on. The basketball game just ended. The tournament play is done for the afternoon. And both underdogs cover the point spread. And we have an outright money line winner earlier in the day. The money team was up 18 points. People were counting their money. They're up by 18. These guys, they dropped like a million points. These guys put up 62 points in the first half of play earlier today. Now, most of these games, to put in context, this overseas elite team, who's supposedly the best team ever type of stuff, they only scored 76 points today. This team, the money team, came out, Kev, they put up 62 points in the first half. They put up 40. They were up 16 points after the first. The Marshall dudes were tossing air balls. They were starting fights. Like, this tournament's been pretty cool. It's competitive, but the players, they're all pretty cool with each other, right? Today was the first game. Of course, Mayweather's team gets under people's skin. They were talking smack after they were hitting threes and stuff.
Of course they were.
Yeah. Talking. And it was karma. They talk so much smack.
It is karma.
And of course,
yep.
They dropped the ball on a dude. That was the turning point, too. They awesome. Scored. It was like an N1, and Buddy on the money team like sort of dropped the ball on Buddy on Marshall, who was lying on the ground.
Boy. And then that's Marshall so got disrespectful. All
mad. Yeah, yes. Yeah. It was a Bush League move. Of course they had to do that. They were up by like 18. They were literally laughing at Marshall. Like, they were literally laughing at them. And I tweeted out, I said, guys, yeah, these guys are hitting threes, but this damn Marshall team has 55 points, too. Like, they're not going away. Like, they were streaky, these Marshall guys. They would miss, like, seven threes in a row, and then bam, bam. And then late in the game, in typical high-end street ball fashion, the smack-talking hype team started to melt like a Dairy Queen Sunday on a July afternoon, Cam. Like, they started, like, pointing fingers. They started booting the ball out of bounds. Everybody's taking threes from, like, half court suddenly. Complete meltdown. Like, complete meltdown. I've seen, like, five meltdowns in this tournament, man. And this thing's wide open right now. This thing's wide open right now, this tournament moving forward. That's why the Raptors win, Cam.
That's exactly – you're going to listen. Exactly. You're reading my mind, buddy. You're like Kreskin. I was going to say that. When you play in that type of tournament with the guys, you have to be brothers on your team, right? You can't just be a bunch of individual stars and, yeah, look at all the skill we got, and we're going to talk crap about your team. You're a big, fat, white dude with no game and blah, 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 blah. I'll tell you something, Gabe. Why did Fred Van Fleet and Wichita State do well? They galvanized. They stayed in the program for a long time, and they knew each other inside and out. And that's a key factor. People don't talk about that enough in basketball. Ooh, skill. Sometimes, you know what? The team that can galvanize, that like each other and know when to yell at each other and when to give them love because they've been around for a long time, that is absolute key. And it's an intangible. A lot of people don't they don't measure it. And it's very, very important.
No, you're exactly right. And it is one of the reasons why the Raptors, although we should note that Nick Nurse's nephew was the choking coach today. Very disappointing.
Very
disappointing. You're no longer allowed to use the last name Nurse. You're a disgrace.
Nurse.
18 points. Yeah. And, you know, he just stood there, too. Like, eventually you could hear him because you can hear the coaches talk. As the gym is empty, you can hear him. No threes. Like, he was telling them, stop taking the three all the time. Dude, they needed 2 points, Cam. They needed 2 points to win the game. They were up by like five, bro. And they're so stupid, they kept taking threes. And
idiot.
Finally,
move,
like,
yeah.
Fran Fraschilla's freaking out. He's like, guys, like, he's like, dude, when you need 2 points. And they were in the bonus, take it to the hole.
Yeah,
they took it to the hole. And, of course, the guy in the money team shanked both free throws. And that's exactly... That's exactly
great.
Why these guys aren't in the NBA and the G League and stuff. They're all good, these guys, But they all have like one weakness to their game. Some guy, like, you know, won't play defense. Some guy's a good shooter, but he's a terrible defender, right? Like, some guy is good, but he can't shoot. And they're all bad at free throws. Like, all these guys are terrible at free throws. The only team, Cam, and it's something to keep our eye on moving forward, and I want to look at this, actually, and get into the bracket a little bit, because the bracket's just all busted up right now. But this Syracuse team, from all the teams that I saw,
yeah,
they're all Cuse guys. They all play the same system. They all know each other, and they all hit free throws. And free throws count. I don't care what format you play in. Free throws matter, bro.
Damn right they do. Diefendorf, you remember him at the Cuse. Gabe, the guy had ice water in his veins. Those games versus Georgetown, 3 at the buzzer. Let's go to quadruple overtime. That guy, I told you, I've seen him live a few times. He does not miss big shots. He actually likes the spotlight. And you say it. Fundamentally sound, these guys step up and nail free throws and know how to ice games. That's very, very important. You're right. It's one of those things that you can't put enough stock into that stuff. Even if the other team has a slight advantage, that's huge come game time, because they start to see the finish line before they finish the race. Oh, yeah, we're going to do it. And then nervous, brick, 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 brick. Then it allows the other team to come back. I like where you're going with the Syracuse team. All those guys can shoot, and they're money at the line.
I'll tell you what, we'll be taking the unders tomorrow in these games, Cam. Listen to these matchups. Marquette, Golden Eagles alum, taking on Team Brotherly Love, that are all like Temples and St. John's guys, East Coast, yeah, Philly guys, that's Jersey, a grind. Philly. Oh, yeah, this is going to be first to 66. Not like, yeah, 80, like the Elam factor, the target's going to be 64 or something like that. That's going to be a battle, bro. I'm leading Brotherly Love. These guys are pretty good. Brother, I tell you what, big man grab Brotherly Love. It's 60-1. All right.
Wow.
He a simple homer pick.
Yep.
He did like a simple homer pick. 60-1. They won their first game. They were down. They rallied back. They won their first game. They were supposed to play Eberlein Drive, who got COVID and were asked to leave.
Yep.
Brotherly Love advanced. And here they are now. Some of the favorites are getting knocked out and stuff too. So, so Brotherly Love gets the Marquette team. And even though the Brotherly Love team is the 12 seed, they can hang with this Marquette team. And this other game, very, very similar situation, guys. This is going to be a physical basketball game. The Illinois team, the alumni of Illinois House of Pain, take on Red Scare, the Dayton alum. That's going to be another physical game. See, that's what we're talking about, Ken. You notice this basketball tournament? Who are all the teams that are advancing? All the Midwest tough dudes and stuff.
You're
all the West Coast three-ball guys, all you flashy guys, SEC, all you Oklahoma State guys. You were all like dunking and hitting threes early. You wilted and cried on the way out. In the end, look who's left standing. House of Pain, Illinois, Red Scare, Dayton, Marquette,
Marshall,
the Philly Street guys, Brotherly Love, Temple, St. John's from New York guys. You're seeing in this format, at least this year, the physical street ball guys are the ones that are winning out.
It's smart. Yeah, no, these guys, and that's the way they play in their conferences, right? It's more like a boxing fight than a basketball. It's a war of attrition. You're going to get smoked inside. Who wants it more, right? And that's the thing. That's the problem, Gabe, and that's the issue with basketball. We talk about it. I use my golf comparison with DeChambeau, but everyone falls in love with the three ball, man. It's a lazy play. Sometimes it's great. Yeah, when you're Steph Curry, it's great. When you're James Harden, it's great. But a lot of the time, man, when you go cold, it's just stupid. Wasted possessions, and it's a great way to get another team confidence when you just brick everything all the time. I think teams go inside a little bit more, you know?
Teams fall in love with the three. I remember the Toronto Raptors played the Milwaukee Bucks. It was a pretty big game. It was about a week before the pandemic hit. It was a Tuesday night, and it was one of those no-excuses games. It was like, listen, the Raptors are pretty healthy. The Bucks are healthy. The Bucks even played the night before against the Wizards. And I don't know if you remember the game. The Raptors were leading at the half. And they took 53 three-point shots, the Raptors.
And
eventually, dude, they ended up losing the game. It's like, bro, you're playing Milwaukee's game by doing this. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, you hit a bunch of them in the first half. That's not us. That's not you. Don't do this. You know, don't get it. Just because you hit a couple of threes, don't get away from it. Right? And you see teams, even at the NBA level, man, they fall in love with the three. It's easy. It's lazy basketball, though. Game Time Decisions continues.
Bagels and Bad Beats.
Never being a Cam fan, but I will tell you, the officials never gave him the benefit of the doubt. He would get crushed and there wouldn't be any penalty flags for late hits. So, you know, welcome to the real world Patriots from that standpoint.
The Sports Grid Network.
You're watching Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Fitzgerald. More good news for golf fans. Tiger Woods, he's coming back. Tiger set to make his return at next week's Memorial Tournament beginning July 16th. This will mark his first event since February. He placed 68th at the Genesis in that tournament. Tiger has 5 wins at Muirfield and the PGA Tour. Back-to-back weeks. We're playing right now. We got a good one going on right now. And Colin Morikawa, the young gun, fantastic start today. He leads at -7. European Tour, we're back at it. Juice Louten, he leads the Austrian Open with a smooth -7 start. UFC news, President Dana White says he would not be surprised if Conor McGregor returns to fighting in 2001. I'm Cam Stewart. That's your Sports Grid News Update. Remember to follow us at the Sports Grid Network. It's the place to be for all your wagering and fantasy needs. We're here all the time, and you can follow us on Instagram at Sports Grid TV, too. Now back to Gabe Morenci, the host of GTD.
Game Time Decisions continues. I'm Morenci. We're going down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. As Cam mentioned, Morikawa off to a great start today. Got some MLS soccer tonight. The basketball tournament's been really, really filling a void for sports, for basketball fans, for real basketball fans, not phonies out there. And there's so many fraud sports fans and everybody else, media members. And you know, I see people, when's sports coming back? When's sports coming back? I don't know. I bet about $8,000 in the last 4 days on sports.
So I don't know. What am I betting on?
I'm not betting on sports. What am I watching at 4 in the morning when I'm betting on basketball from China? What am I doing when I'm watching Portuguese soccer? I'm watching sports. Exactly. I don't know what the hell people are talking about. Like, and now,
I don't know either.
Now there's basketball on every day. It's great stuff. Now I'm getting frustrated because I lost. I lost the money line parlay. But sports are back. And we got an MLS game tonight, actually. At, you know, we have a lot of stuff to get to, so let's just get to this right now. We'll get to the MLS game because I just want to bring it up because I thought maybe I was going to surprise everybody, and I thought you would like this, Cam. But I think I'm liking Montreal tonight. Little homer
I do,
pick.
Too.
Yeah.
It's not a homer pick. I agree.
It's not a homer pick. The number's off, and they were off. The numbers have been off in this tournament. The underdogs have won every game. All right, so far, 2-0. They were wrong about Orlando. Ooh, NYFC. They're all hyped. Same thing. I'm betting against LAFC. NYFC are frauds, bro. They're all hyped. These hype teams, big media markets. It's an easy way out. Boy, LAFC and New York FC. They never get it done in the playoffs, these teams. But the Montreal Impact, everybody rags on them. Oh, they're this and that. How do you know? It's a new year. They played 2 games, bro. They got a win and a draw. I don't think people realize who their coach is. Thierry Henry is their coach.
Yeah.
One of my favorite players of all time. One of my favorite players of
one
all
of
time.
The best.
Arsenal, Thierry Henry.
One of the
French
best.
Guy. France, one of the best
Legendary.
Players of all time, this guy. World Cup champion, Euro champion, you name it. EPL, Champs League champion. Guy scored hundreds of goals. One of the greatest players of all time, Thierry Henry. He's the head coach of the Montreal Impact. They have a new attitude, these guys. And another thing, Cam, they played 2 games before the shutdown in the MLS, okay? One of the games was Montreal and New England. Montreal beat them. They beat them. Like, why are Montreal massive underdogs?
That's why I'm betting on Montreal.
They beat them a couple of months ago with the same team.
Let's call this out for what it is. People look at it, and Montreal, because it's Montreal, gets no respect. Let's call it out. People in the sports world know what they are. That's what they do. They're, ooh, Montreal. Ooh, New England. New England.
Can you imagine the hype cam if Thierry Henry was the coach of New York? If Thierry Henry was the coach, they'd be like, it'd be on the front page of ESPN Soccer with Thierry Henry in action tonight. Like you said, Montreal, Canada, Quebec, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we'll see whatever.
Not me.
We'll see whatever. There's going to be goals in this game tonight, too, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, the total is 2.5. I don't see how it stays under.
Montreal in the over. I'll tell you something. You look at the number on FanDuel, New England's plus 100. They got to win the game. You said it. Just do a little bit of research. Montreal beat these guys before. You're getting a great number. You either take the dog or the draw. Like, you know what I mean? This game could be 2-2. Montreal can win 2-1, 3-1. Anything. You said it. And I'll tell you, they have the type of team to be ready for pandemic soccer. I think they walk into this thing all business. They're being disrespected. I agree with you. That number's off. Montreal could win this game, and they're getting way, like, I look at the price. I go, New England plus 100? Are you kidding me? I'm with you, buddy. I think Montreal's the play tonight.
You know what I like? I like that soccer bet when people do the I did it last night. I was kicking myself after that I didn't just take Orlando. I thought it was going to be a draw, and it nearly was, bro. I mean, yeah. God, it came close. But, yeah, you can get Montreal, you know, Montreal or a draw. You get less odds. It's like minus 138 or so, and minus 140 range. But so you get Montreal or a draw, two out of three things I have on my side now, as opposed to just Montreal winning a game outright.
Exactly.
We don't lose. I like this. I think Montreal could win this game. I'm not even sure it's a draw, though, actually. You know, we have no draws yet in the first two games. I think there's going to be goals and, I don't know, like 3-2 Montreal. Maybe that's a little higher scoring, too. But
remember, when we watched that game yesterday and we were like, when I came on your late show and cutting up the first half, there were a couple chances that would have been buried if they didn't have a break. It was crazy. Like younger kids make those plays. These guys were just not in sync, and they didn't have everything going. So,
and they're bad teams, too. Orlando and Miami are bad teams.
Yes, oh, and Inter-Miami, yeah. These guys, like, yeah. Like, Pellegrini's, like, their best player there. Like, come on, yeah. Let's talk. This game, these guys are going to be ready to rock. And I'm telling you, man, I agree with you 100%. Like, with the heat and the sogginess, it's 100 degrees where I am right now. It's crazy. Like, the air conditioner is just about to blow. Orlando, we've been there. Hot, muggy. Mistakes are made. You saw in the second half, guys got worn down. So be careful. Even if it's scoreless in the first, that's when we load up live for goals in the second.
You're not going to find a more humid city than Montreal. All right, that's like Mississippi humid. Like, if the Montreal Impact will be conditioned. Like, they'll be conditioned. Montreal weather, it's like ice cold in the wintertime and like death heat waves in the summer. Like, to put in context, right now in Montreal, right now, it's 6:30 in the evening, Eastern. Yeah. It's 92 degrees in Montreal.
Yeah, it's 96 degrees here right now.
44% humidity. Like, Montreal, trust me, I know, I lived there. It's that you just hate it. You're sticky. Everything's sticky. It's like, you know, like a mosquito flies and it sticks to your skin.
You're
like,
I know.
Get off me. Like, you're like, horrible get off. Like, everything's just sticky. Like, the weather sucks there. Like I don't know. No, it really does. Like, in the wintertime, it's like brutally, brutally cold. And then in the summer, it's like brutally hot.
Unbearably hot.
But it's not like nice hot. It's like you're going to die hot. Like, people, like, kills old people hot type of thing.
Yes.
But nevertheless, that's what I'm saying, though. They'll be ready for Orlando. These guys have been training in Montreal. They're going to be ready for that Orlando humidity camp.
Oh, yeah. No, I just think the number is a little bit off. And it's what we talked about before. It's a very simple concept. If it wasn't a team from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, that line, they would not be where they are. New England would not be plus 100. Like, I looked at that and went, whoa, okay. So this is a team that beat you, and we're almost a 2.5 underdog, like 2.5 point underdog.
And by the
way, 240 to plus 100? Get bent. That's stupid.
And by the way, the Revolution, people call them the Rev, but the Rev, these guys, they have new players. They have a new team, actually. They haven't really played together much. They got some new dudes. A couple of dudes are out. You know, so they, I don't think the chemistry is going to be quite as good as Montreal. Listen, Maxi Urruti scored a couple of goals. This guy's been on fire for Montreal. At least he was. He scored the winning goal in the 2-1 win against them. They played at Olympic Stadium in Montreal. But I was going to say, so we bring it up, my whole point was actually, there's been a lot of steam, Cam. I don't know, like the Montreal crew are hitting this hard right now. The Montreal Impact were like plus 240 and stuff. Like it's yep. plummeting down, and it's been coming down for the last couple of hours, but it really is right now. Montreal down to plus 195. New England are up to plus 115. So we're talking about 15, 20, 25, 30 cent swings right now, Cam. And it's all big. Coming in on Montreal. Like everybody that's betting this game right now, we're taking the Montreal Impact. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they'd take New England because I want us to be on the right side. Because
I thought it was like a hipster under the, we're going to take Montreal. Yeah. No one knows. You all doubt us. It's like, no, everyone's taking Montreal.
Yeah, that's a concern. But no, because people are smart. They realize this team beat the other team before and the number's way off, right? And I agree with you. You bring up a really good point. That's what happened in that game last night, right? They're talking about, is there cohesion between Inter-Miami and these players? And they didn't even know what damn formation to play. Like, they're like, I'm like, what are these guys doing out there? Like, they were trying things on the fly, and eventually Orlando came back. But Montreal, you can't put a price on knowing each other, understanding, you know, you played with a guy for a few years, and that core stays together. That is a big, big deal. We better jump on it now if everybody else is, because maybe it even goes to, like, plus 125, 130 for New England instead of 15 cents, Gabe. I think we better hit it now.
Yeah, I'm going to play the over. I'm gonna play the over. You know, it sucks, man. This is where, like, my in-game greed cab got to me.
Yeah.
It's like you with the ponies, though. It's going to happen, whatever. But I played
exactly.
it under.
See, this is the thing.
I played it under with Sevilla and Athletic Bilbao, parlayed with the Impact. I was trying to get a head start on it, right? I was like, you know what? If I get a head start on this, I'll have big money on this for only $50, right? So it was like 50 for, like, you know, big payday back if I could get the Spanish game. I just lost the Spanish game. There's 50 gone.
Gabe, me and you are so similar as people. I go 3-0. I hit both dogs in the EPL today. Like, Southampton should have won outright. They hit a crossbar and a penalty shot, but I still had the plus. I look at my account. I'm down $42 because I'm betting every horse race. You know, Keeneland, Belmont, Woodbine. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I could have walked, like, me and you can walk away with $400 or $500. We just piss it away. It's just, God, old habits die hard, buddy. It's so frustrating. You know, it's so frustrating.
When I win these international soccer bets, I do the Barry Horowitz. I'm sitting here. I'm like, God, I'm good. I'm like, man, I can sit here all day winning. And then when I lose after, I'm like, man, why am I betting on Spanish Division II soccer?
Exactly. Why am I betting horses without a program on feel? Yeah. Idiot move. I just action.
That's what we got to get you a program, bro. I know.
Yeah.
I was at camp. We'll get to this on when we come back. I was at camp. So I was betting the ponies every day. I said to Cam, where can we find a damn online program? Oh, I said, I can't buy. I need a program.
I can't.
Decisions. Continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Arenci. We're firing off a poll question right now. You can follow me on Twitter, at SportsRage. On Twitter, you can follow Cam, at Cam Stewart, live. GTD poll. Who are you taking tonight? Impact FC, Revolution. Let's get the Rageaholics opinion on this soccer game. Impact plus 185, draw plus 240, Rev plus 115. I only have four options. They got to go to five options. If I had one complaint about Twitter, should be able to put five or six options in a poll question.
Yeah,
I don't need more than 130 characters and stuff, but it's kind of tough doing sports polls, Cam, when I can only put like three or four options, you know?
Yeah, you got other. You know, you can't even put what you want to put down there, right? They're three and other. I say, okay, no, I'm with you. Yeah, the character thing's annoying, but you could deal with it. But I agree with you because you like to do the poll questions. They don't give you enough space. I'll tell you, Gabe, you're right. I'm just looking, and this number's climbing. There seems to be a lot of people who think they know MLS who'd like Montreal as a pooch tonight. So I've already, I'm in. I don't want to wait before the number gets too low.
It's not Montreal money because people in Montreal only bet with bookies and the mob. So
that's true. They don't have sports.
I know. Listen, I know sports books are guys. FanDuel's not in that region anywhere. Anyways, we're just being honest. All right, trust me. I know
these guys.
These guys,
Johnny Knuckles.
This is bookie 101. That city. All right,
you're so right.
Put it this way, the names that I've dealt with over the years, you can't, you'd think, no, you're making it up. You know what's crazy? He was mean, too. Luigi.
Yeah, Spiro, Luigi.
I dealt with two dudes. They were partners, Spiro and Luigi. Spiro was the good cop. Luigi was the bad cop. Luigi's and he really was mean. I've dealt with Guidos. Luigi,
right.
Guido. So Montreal, these guys, they're not the ones moving. That's what I'm just saying. Yeah, they're not moving the number online. They're not moving the FanDuel number, these guys. So if you were wondering, you're like, well, where's all this late money coming from? Is it like Montreal? It's like, no, it's not them. Like, they're in their own little bubble over there. Right now, I guarantee you, too, there's some dude in Montreal who's like, 22K deep. And he's got like three dimes on the impact, plus like a bad number, street number 165. He's got like three dimes on him. He's like, they better win tonight, bro. Cam, I always used to think about that, like in New York. I'd be in New York City and I'd look over at the entire city and I just think, am I like, how many bad beats right now are there? Like, I just imagine, if I could see in people's homes, how many people
thousands,
in this city right now are
thousands.
Sitting on their couch with their hands on their forehead thinking, why did I just put $12,000 on the Knicks, with borrowed money? I said that about the Meadowlands. I was in the parking lot with someone, and I looked over, and it was a great lie, Cam. I said, how many bad decisions do you think were made in this parking lot? I just picture the old days and Gotti and stuff and like the whole people borrowing money and give me 10 dimes on the Giants Monday Night Football. Like Jimmy Hoffa's buried out there, Ken.
Excellent point. But I will attest to what you said. Montreal has more bookies per capita than I even think New York City, because New York City's got FanDuel and respectable books. In Montreal, you said it. These guys, it's old school in that city. They run it with envelopes. You go meet the guy at the local greasy spoon. Here's the envelope. No, Montreal is hardcore, Gabe, and you're right. Every time there's a bookie, they always have a good cop, bad cop. Like Al, who good cop, the Russian guy, bad cop. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to cut your legs off and stuff. It's, hey, where's Al?
All right, so we've already got some responses coming in, our GTD poll question. Yeah. Who are you taking tonight, Impact FC or the Revolution? MLS is back. FanDuel numbers right now. Montreal Impact plus 185. The draw is up to plus 250. Man, these numbers are really, really bouncing, Ken. Like, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know. I just told you 2 minutes
think
ago
about
it was plus 115. The Revolution at plus 120 at FanDuel. It's going up 5 cents a minute almost.
I know. Well, think about it. Tonight we got a NASCAR Infinity Series race and we have MLS. The basketball games are over for the night. Only degenerates like me play like Australian Racing and Northfield and Woodbine Harness.
You're right. Everybody's betting this game
right now. It's the only
game
in town. It's big. Like, their handle, that's the thing about the MLS starting early, the handles for the league, it's like, wow, man. There's like, think about a regular MLS game when all sports is on, and compared to now, how much money is on these games. What would you say? How many more times do you think?
Yeah, it's a good. Well, we'll find out. We'll ask FanDuel. We'll find out in a couple of days. We'll see the handle. Yeah, we'll see the handle coming in. I'll ask them, actually. And yeah, you're right. Wait till the weekend. And, you know, last night wasn't a great game. You know, it was a Wednesday night. You know, tonight you have a Canadian team playing. It hurts their ratings a little bit on ESPN. Yeah. But I don't think it really will. People are going to watch soccer no matter what. And the game should be entertaining tonight. Montreal and New England should listen. I'm an impact guy, but at the same point in time, I'm going to tell you, they're not the greatest defensive team. Like they're very offensive.
They can score though.
Montreal. Yeah. Like, look, they played two games. They went 2-1 and 2-2. So, you know what I mean? They scored four goals in two games. They're going to score a couple of goals, Montreal. They used to have a hard time keeping the ball out of the net, but nobody knows. Whatever, dude. It's a new season. They started the MLS season, and they shut it down after two games. So, exactly. And now we've been off for 120 days, these guys. So no one really knows, right? But I know the Revolution have some new guys in their lineup, and I know the Impact are ready to go right now. Tomorrow we have the Seattle Sounders. Seattle Sounders, real dangerous team. Our boy Kyle Johnson, who's a regular viewer of the show, he's really big on the San Jose Earthquakes as an upstart underdog in this tournament. The Earthquakes.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, the whole thing got rearranged, Gabe, right, with Nashville out. And so Chicago joins Vancouver, San Jose, and Seattle in that group. That's, you know, like, I'll tell you. No, San Jose is an interesting team. They are young. But the thing about the Seattle Sounders, they're a team you could set your watch to. You know what you're going to get from them. As favorites, they usually win. Like, let's remember, Gabe, when you're living in the same city as me at a Morenci studio, what was it every year? Sounders versus TFC. Sounders versus TFC, right? The rivalry of those
Sounders
two teams.
Sounders and TFC. Right? Yeah, they've been in two of the three last title games. Exactly. And, you know, the TFC have been two of the last three as well. I think TFC are actually going to win this tournament. That's my pick, 14-1 at FanDuel. I'm dead serious. I literally believe TFC are going to win this tournament. That's my pick. Atlanta's dangerous. Atlanta and the Red Bull is going to be a good game. One thing that's cool, though, and I'm noticing this right now, Cam, one thing that's cool with the shakeup of the tournament and the bracket, there's less morning games now. Like, I'm looking here. I'm like, when's the morning game? So, like, tomorrow, Seattle, it's 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern time. Same thing for the Red Bulls, 9 p.m. I don't see any a.m.s. Oh, of course, Toronto. They give Toronto the a.m. game, of course.
Of course they do. Game. Hey, everybody. We're from Toronto. Yeah, no, it's hilarious. It's the same size as Houston.
It'd be
the fourth biggest city in North America.
Time, I'm like,
dogs. I mean, hey, NBA, playoffs. Oh, yeah, don't worry, Toronto. We got you and the Wizards at the noon hole. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Toronto FC, DC United, 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah. at least DC's got to play that game, too. They get the shaft.
But we noticed, all we can do is we can take study from the data that we have. But I wondered about this, and it's almost proven, Cam. That's only one game. But look, last night, three goals in the nighttime.
Yes.
This morning, one goal.
One goal.
It's hot as hell. It's sunny. It's darker. It gets cooler. The lights look cooler on the field. You saw last night, the second half, the game loosened up and stuff. And soccer players are not used to playing a game at 9 a.m. It means they're getting up at like 5:30 in the morning.
That's what I'm saying.
Is thrown off. It doesn't lead to goals playing at 9 a.m. Cam moving forward.
I agree.
Then you get these West Coast teams at 6 a.m. for them. Half of these guys don't even want to be there in the first place. You're not going to get a high scoring game in Orlando's heat at 9 a.m. Moving forward, I'm betting these unders in the morning.
Exactly. Think about this. You're on the Portland Timbers. You're usually playing at 10:30 Eastern, you know, 7:30 your time, and you're rolling out for a 6 a.m. start. These guys don't even wake up till 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, what they're doing before. athletes are creatures of habit, and you're right. And remember, in the morning too, the weather thing at night, though, Gabe, it's still muggy and stuff at night. I think it has to do more with their time clock than the weather. That's why they set it up earlier. It's still hot at night. It's muggy. It has to do with who the hell is playing soccer. These guys have never had a 9 o'clock. Yeah, they've never had a 9 o'clock game.
You're just not the same. Your body, your feeling. I will say this, though. I remember, Kim, you know when they do the 24-hour stuff, the Midnight Madness, college basketball, when it starts?
Yeah.
And there's games all night, and you get the game. Hey, Iona's playing at 6 a.m. and stuff. Yeah. I remember it was really bad teams, bro. I think it was Iona. It was like Siena, or it was like Iona. It was like a Manhattan. You know what it was? It was the Jaspers, bro. Like, Jaspers got, like, the 6 a.m. game, even though it was East Coast. Like, you guys are playing at 6 in the morning, literally, at 6 a.m. But you're on ESPN, so they're happy to do it. And I remember saying, there's no way in hell these kids are going to go over the number. I said, they're not going to score. I said, it's 6 in the morning. They couldn't miss, Cam. Like, it was one of those.
You have theories till they don't work. Like, the thing about sports betting, this is funny. You can come up with data and logic. Sometimes you just throw it all out the window. You talk it about it. Team, yeah, it does.
Remember and we both won. Yeah. Remember that night? It wasn't that long ago. It was like 2 years ago. It was right before the March Madness. Yeah, it was 2 years ago's tournament. There was no tournament this year. It was a year before. And everyone's like, this team is terrible. They're 13-17. They shouldn't be here. They're the worst three-point shooting team in the history of college basketball. Remember? They were like 18%. Like, they were like Brick City. And I remember Cam said, who cares? That doesn't mean anything. They might get hot. Oh, no. It's all different. They literally hit 13 threes in the first half.
Exactly.
They hit like the first hit three. It was like, these guys couldn't like shoot at all. It was like, I think it was Hampton. It was like Georgia Southern. It was Georgia Southern or one of them. Like, these guys shot bricks.
I think it was North Carolina. I think it was North Carolina AT&T.
Yeah. AT&T. Remember, it was like swish, 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 swish. They set like a school record. They won the game. It was like, it's backwards, this stuff. But I'm just looking. Yeah. So today's the 9th. Tomorrow's the 10th. I just want to get the times right. So, yeah, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, Seattle and San Jose. Because now there's less games. They can do less morning games now. Like, the bracket is different. So then on Saturday, well, this is a good one, Saturday night, Atlanta and the New York Red Bulls, Saturday night.
Ooh, very good.
And then Sunday night, there we go, Saturday night, Cincinnati and Columbus. And then, of course, Ken, this is what I wanted to confirm. Not only are TFC playing at 9 a.m., 9 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yeah, for sure. Why not?
The worst possible slot of the tournament. You know, Jackass, these guys have won, right? And they're one of your most successful franchises.
Franchises,
and you give these guys a 9 a.m. slot? Suck it, man. I hope TFC win this game like 6-0.
They treat these guys like dogs.
Game time decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The morning after.
Let's compare the Phillies' odds to win the National League at 18-1. Here are the other teams in that vicinity to win the National League at 18-1. You've got the Brewers at 18-1. You've got the Diamondbacks at 21-1. They would jump the Reds and the Cubs at 14-1. Well, out of 15 teams in the National League, I would put the Phillies definitely higher than 9th.
The Sports Grid Network.
We're into the 2 minute warning of level one here, Pete Annapolis. Had a lot of fun blasting through hour one day here. We talked to the basketball tournament, talking about this MLS game, and this is unbelievable, actually. And shout out to Montreal Max for the heads up here on this. It plays right into what we were just talking about. TFC, despite the fact that these guys have been to two of the last three championships, one of the most successful financial franchises in the MLS by far. Can literally win the tournament this year. Oh, of course, by random chance, right? They get the 6 a.m., 9 a.m. slot, 6 a.m. West Coast, 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Thanks for the slot, guys. So
horrible.
I'm gonna, you know, I was actually shocked that the Montreal Impact were playing tonight. I actually was too. I totally expected the Impact to get buried Sunday afternoon or whatever.
Exactly.
No. So they're playing tonight, but get this: the game is not available in English. You can't make this up.
That's awesome.
Broadcast in the United States on Telemundo.
Oh, I can't. Go!
Spanish.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool, actually.
These guys are wicked.
Montreal. I like you. It would be fun, actually. He's going to do it in Montreal with the role. Montreal!
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't wait for
talking
Telemundo.
About bad time slots. Yeah, they put Montreal on. I'm like, wow, they got Terry Henry. So, yeah, Telemundo only.
Yep. Hey, I'm down with Telemundo. Let's rock. Those guys are great broadcasters. I don't have to listen to that English guy tell me about beekeeping with David Beckham and how he rides his bike
over to his
gate. That guy's a clown. Of course it is. We win.
You know what?
I look at it as a positive.
Yeah. I like this. Good. It's good. Good karma. We're going to win the bet now. I feel it even more. No, Montreal. Yeah. Impact and New England Revolution. Big game. I bet you when we come back, there'll be a different number on this game. It keeps on changing.
I agree.
Bagels and bad beats. Never be a camp fan, but I will tell you, the officials never gave him the benefit of the doubt. He would get crushed and there wouldn't be any penalty flags for late hits. So, you know, welcome to the real world Patriots from that standpoint.
The Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.